This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's expensive in this economy to be poor. Life, all of life, just costs you more if you're without sufficient means. And that goes for food, too. And the costs are more than just monetary. People who struggle to afford food or to get enough to eat often have more health problems. And as if to prove the premise with which this introduction started, a study just published in the journal Health Affairs found families that are food insecure also spend about 20% more on health care than families that aren't. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
There are a lot of reasons that being food insecure can have a negative impact on your health.
If you're worried about having enough food, if you have sort of a limited food budget, you often have to rely on sort of low-cost, cheaper, less healthy food options.
Dr. Deepak Palakshappa is a professor at Wake Forest University and one of the study authors. He says eating less healthy food can lead to all sorts of health issues, like weight gain, diabetes, or high blood pressure. Then there's also the stress of constantly worrying about food.
And this is particularly the case for parents when they're constantly worried about, how do I feed my child? And just the stress of worrying about that leads to worse mental health, leads to worse physical health.
And that, he says, can lead to more trips to the doctor, more prescriptions, and higher healthcare costs. Dr. Seth A. Berkowitz at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, another study author, says that's exactly what's happening. For families that are food insecure,
we see more inpatient hospitalizations, more emergency department visits, more spending on medications and those kind of things.
That's true, he says, regardless of whether a family is insured or uninsured, or has different kinds of insurance.
Food insecurity does predispose adults and kids to poor health, but we also have to realize that poor health predisposes people in the U.S. to food insecurity, and that's because being sick is expensive.
Dr. Hillary Seligman is a professor at the University of California, San Francisco. She says there are programs around the country at various hospitals and through some insurance companies that let doctors basically prescribe fruits and vegetables.
We know that these programs can help people to be more food secure. We know that they support healthier dietary intake. But the programs tend to be small, they tend to be short duration, and they tend to not give a sufficient amount of food to have a real impact.
To have a real impact, both on people's health and on healthcare costs, she says these kinds of programs would need to be scaled way up and last a lot longer. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.